We're told that the very first basketball game was played in 1891 with a soccer ball and peach baskets, and the score is 1-0. Of course, that information may be suspect because it comes from A.J. Jacobs, the man who read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica, wrote a book about it, and who, despite the best efforts of our security guard, succeeds in periodically muscling his way onto our air. A.J. joins us from our studios in New York. A.J., custom dictates that I must say welcome. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be back, I suppose.
Well, what can you tell us about that first game? I mean, 1-0 must have, oh boy, the action.
Yeah, you feel a little bad for the spectators, but man who made the midcourt basket was named William Chase, so he was the MVP, and presumably he signed a multi-$100 cream soda endorsement deal.
Now, there weren't always backboards, right?
No, that's true. Backboards were invented to keep meddling spectators from interfering with the play. So they kept leaning over the rail and blocking the basket.
So that first game, every shot had to be a swish.
That's right. Nothing but net.
Yeah, nothing but net. Were there nets, or do you know?
No, well, they were peach baskets. So
oh, of course there'd be no nets. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. The ball was different?
The ball was a soccer ball, and then some of the very early basketballs had the laces on the outside, so dribbling was a little bit of a challenge because it would shoot off in weird directions.
Now, every now and then, if you go back in the – I haven't seen it recently, but you go back in newspaper archives, you would see basketball players referred to as cagers, which I could never understand, but there's a reason for it.
Yes. In the very first pro basketball league, there was a chicken wire fence that separated the players from the fans. So the players were in a cage, which, of course, they could really use this in Detroit a couple of months ago.
I was
ago,
just going to point out this guy, this idea has new currency. There are people who are actually saying that there should be some kind of barrier.
That's right.
Yeah. Some of the first pro teams, this is before the NBA was founded, years before the NBA was founded, had some really intriguing names, if you could review some for us.
Well, I did like the New York Renaissance, the New York Wanderers. My personal favorite is the South Philadelphia Hebrew All-Stars. You just don't hear the word Hebrew enough in team names nowadays.
No, I'm running the list through my I'm running the list of all pro teams through my mind. Hebrew seems to be missing from all of them. I want to ask you, you've got a detail to share with us about Dean Smith. Dean Smith, the great former coach of North Carolina, Pat Summitt, as we've noted, has passed his record for career wins, been in our program, a wonderful fellow. His first season, however, was not exactly a rousing success, was it?
No, he was. He had 8 wins and 9 losses, and so he was hanged in effigy by angry UNC students. But you have to remember, this was the 60s, and everyone was hanged in effigy. So if you didn't get hanged in effigy, you were a nobody.
It was quite a company he was joining at that point, wasn't it?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, speaking with us from New York, A.J. Jacobs, author of The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World. A.J., I really mean this now. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you for having me.